Let's start with higher education. The Florida Board of Governors, which oversees the state's public universities, recently said it needs $45 million to cover financial aid for students who otherwise would have qualified for the state's Bright Futures Scholarship Program. Board member Dean Colson points out that need is expected to grow as the academic qualifications for the award go up.
This is going to affect negatively our retention rates, our graduation rates, our average debt load as we go forward. So I don't think there's anything more important for us to do in November than to try to figure this out.
Democratic gubernatorial candidate Charlie Crist immediately released a statement slamming Governor Rick Scott over the issue, but Bright Futures eligibility tightened under both men. Meanwhile, Scott has blasted Crist over tuition hikes, which amped up when Crist was in office. But the hikes were part of an agreement between the state and the Florida Board of Governors to drop a lawsuit over who, the legislature or the board, had the authority to set tuition. And then there are the ads.
But Rick Scott's education cuts are closing that door on Florida's kids, spending almost $200 less per student than when I was governor, and cutting Bright Futures scholarships in half.
Crist is trying to paint Scott as being bad for education, but the Republican Party of Florida has fired back by turning Crist's ad against him and promoting Scott.
Rick Scott's education cuts are closing that door on Florida's kids.
Really? No governor in Florida history invested more in education than Rick Scott.
Spending almost $200 less per student than when I was governor.
When he was governor, Crist cut education spending by $550 per student.
Both candidates are pushing their education credentials as a way to woo voters. Education is either the first or second biggest budget item in the state, depending on the measure used. But Kathleen Oropeza with the group Fund Education Now says Scott and Crist are being deliberately vague when it comes to saying exactly where they stand on certain education issues.
I think that voters are looking for people, candidates, to just be real and take ownership and say, I'm going to do this, I'm not going to do this. And let it be, let it stand. I mean, I think that we've all had enough of the vague assertions. Now it's time to really drill into the facts of what these men support.
Oropeza's group is part of a funding lawsuit that started under Crist's watch and has continued under the Scott administration. And she's wary of the claims both men are making about their records. For example, Scott cut $1.3 billion out of education his first year in office. But in the last 2 years, he's lobbied the legislature to put the dollars back in, and overall education funding is the highest it's ever been. But there's a caveat there, too, because per-student spending is still short of 2007 levels, a time when Jeb Bush held the governor's mansion. Education funding has also risen and fallen according to the economy. In 2007, the state had plenty of cash because people were spending in an effort to rebuild from hurricanes. In 2009, a recession took hold and funding started dropping. In short, Oropeza says voters should be looking to the Florida legislature, which controls both the policy and the purse strings.
It's a struggle for the people of Florida to really get strong representation and to answer things that are so important to Floridians, like public education, when the two parties, the House and the Senate, are not working together. And they're certainly not always working with the governor either.
And she says if either Scott or Crist want to convince voters how dedicated they are to funding education, they may want to fill in the blanks a bit more on their total education platforms. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.